Well, I greet you all in the blessed name of our triune God, who not only created the heavens and the earth, but he has made us in his image and have given to us his only begotten Son. 我奉三一真神来向大家问安，因为他不只是创造宇宙，也创造我们，也给我们永生的盼望。 I bring you greetings also from the session and members of Maranatha Bible Presbyterian Church, Singapore. 我也代表我们本堂的长子们跟会员马拉纳大圣经长老会向大家问安。New Life BB Church is the northernmost church in Singapore. Any further, we hit the causeway, and there's another country. 圣心门堂是我们最北部的一个笃信圣经长老会。 What else? Maranatha BB Church, as our deacon Ronnie has shared, is the furthest easternmost BB Church in Singapore. Any further, you hit the sea. You go into the Changi Sea, 400 meters from where we are. 我们马拉纳达圣经长老会是东北的东部的这个教会。如果再过一点点，就是我们樟宜海边了。感谢主，给我们新加坡有这个 笃信长老会的美好的见证，有40个教会。 We thank God for about 40 BB churches in Singapore that the Lord has established over the years. In fact, this year is the 77th anniversary of the BB movement worldwide. 今年是我们国际笃信圣经长老会77周年。 In the year 1937, 4th of June, Dr. McIntyre founded the first BB church in St. James Hotel in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and kick off what is today the worldwide BP movement. 在美国，一个神的仆人叫做 Carl McIntyre， 他在4月4号6月1937年，在菲拉底菲开始了第一个笃信圣经长老会。And by the mercies of God, now there are about 150 BP churches in over 20 countries. 感谢主的恩典，现在我们有150个笃信圣经长老会的教会在20多个国家。 And both your church and our church in Maranatha is part of this movement advancing the gospel of Christ, defending the faith in these last days. 你的教会跟我在侍奉马拉纳的教会是一部分，来传扬神美好的福音，来维护真理，也要 为神的国度广大来传他的道跟他的福音。 Well, this morning, we will look into the book of Acts as we want to examine the priorities and partnership of the local church that I hope will be appropriate for your theme today as you're having an anniversary, a ACM annual congregational meeting. 今天早上我们要思想的经文是来自《使徒行传》第6章，我们要讲到 一个在门徒的时候，他们所做的一些很重要的圣工和互相配合合作的这个工作，对我们讲，尤其是你们今天有这个选卷的这个仪式，会有一点帮助。So we are looking at Acts chapter 6, and as the chairman has read for us, I will not read this. I have 4 points to share with you this morning. 首先早上我们看到《使徒行传》第6章，我们刚才已经读了这个经文，我有4个重要点要跟大家分享。Now by the time you reach chapter 6, quite a few things have happened to the church, the early church in the book of Acts up to now. 我们读到第6节的时候，在《使徒行传》在罗马时代第10季的时候，有很多事情已经发生了。After they crucified the Lord, they thought that that was the end of Christianity. It was a death knell of his religion, and there'll be no more Christians, no more churches, and there'll be end of all of us. But it turned out to be the exact opposite. 他们把我们主耶稣钉在十字架的时候，他以为这样就毁灭了基督徒，就永远没有基督徒来传福音啊。但刚刚相反， at the day of Pentecost, Peter spoke out, and that day, 3,000 were saved and baptized, and the church continued to grow. In the next chapter 4, verse 8, we are told that the church have grown to 5,000 men. 但是我们看到五旬节的时候，神使用彼得这个门徒来宣教，那时有3000人得救悔改信主洗礼，教会增加，有美好的复兴的工作。 So there was a great revival in the first century, and as a result the church has grown too big. With about 5,000 men in chapter 4 verse 8, it has gone beyond the normal management of 12 apostles to run the whole movement that is growing too fast. 在第十季的时候，教会增长太快了，因为在《使徒行传》第四章第八节的时候，我们看到已经有5000个男士，如果你乘二加了女士，就10000人。教会发展太快了，使徒没有这个能力来掌管、来侍奉这个10000的多人。If you take a simple ratio, you take 10,000 divided by 12, you end up with 833. It's not easy, honestly, to have one minister managing a flock of 800 people. 如果你用一万来乘12个人呢，十二个门徒，你就会得到833会员。这个是一个很大的数目，一个牧者来带领833人，这个很困难的一件事。When I was studying in Pensacola, Florida, our professor tells us that, or told us that after 70 persons in a church, you can employ an assistant pastor. 我在美国进修的时候，一个博士就教导我们这样说，如果你的教会超过70个人，你可以来多一个副牧师。 So that's how they operate. One is to 70, so that's a good ratio you can work with. And we're talking about something that's totally out of the ordinary. That's the reason why there was a bit of a complaint in verse 1. 所以我们看到这个数目是真的无所容纳的，使徒们没有这个能力来掌管这么多的会员。所以第一章的时候，六章第一节的时候，我们看到有些人发怨言，为什么呢？因为那些寡妇被忽略了。 So we have a problem here in the church, and in some sense you can say it's a happy problem as a result of the growth of the church, but it's still a problem. We have neglected some ladies in our midst who have lost their husbands. 就是我们现在面对着教会有一个问题，就是说教会发展得太快，就是有些寡妇，那些失去了她的丈夫，使徒们没有这个能力去服侍他们，就这里讲就忽略了他们。 As a result of this problem, we learn something about the priorities of church, because the apostles are going to speak out and say, let's get ourselves organized, because I think there's something happening in our church and we need to get people in, we need to reorganize ourselves, to reinvent ourselves, let's do it together in the right spirit. 所以十二个门徒他们面对这个问题，就是祷告的时候，他们就说好了，我们大家一起来思想一下，我们怎么样去解决这个问题。我们真的要思想我们的教会要有什么的管理的这个变化。 And so we have 4 important priorities in the local church. 所以现在我们看到教会有四个这个用先的这个选项，对我们来讲是很重要。 So I'll call it the 4 P's just for easy remembrance, and I've taken it all from the book of Acts in chapter 6. 就英文呢就是四个 P, 我们是从使徒行传第六章来这里查经的时候来得到神带领，给我们了解这个很重要的这四点。 Firstly, we see in verse 4, there is a priority to 2 things that are emphasized to the disciples as they face the problem, and it is this. 第一点，我们看到使徒行传六章四节的时候，他们面对这个问题，但他们强调有两个重要点，他们不可以放弃。使徒们要重重的来为了这两点来侍奉。但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。 But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. 所以第一点呢，是一个很明显的一个 属灵的这个重要的事工就是祷告。So the first emphasis, if you like, or the first priority of the church is an obvious one. It is the word that is here mentioned, prayer. The word prayer is a common word that we use in our Christian vocabulary. We have a prayer meeting, we pray for people, and just now we started the service with prayer. But you know something? Sometimes, sad to say, in all our busyness and all the demands of life, one of the things that is often jettisoned and neglected and almost invariably, you know, suffered is prayer, which is highlighted by the apostles. 我们讲到祷告呢，祈祷呢，我们是很平常的。教会有祷告会，刚才我们已经祷告，但是很奇妙的就是，如果我们在忙碌的时候，第一个事情没有很这个注重的，我们放弃了就是祷告这个重要点。The apostles set the priorities right, no matter how busy the ministry will be. And by the way, in those days, they have to distribute food to the widows because you remember Acts 2, they had all things in common. They share their common property, and ladies who are without husbands, they need practical support. And so they literally go from house to house to pass food to the various ladies to sustain them. So we know that in the first century,教会有一个很重要的负担，就是为什么呢？教会也跟使徒们跟会员分享这个共用这个食物，因为我们记得使徒行传二章的时候，教会增长的时候，他们不只的传福音、祷告，还有圣餐、洗礼，但是他们共用许多的自己的好像食物，所以寡妇也得到教会的帮助。 And soAs a result, sometimes, let's face it, we have 24 hours. Our time is limited. Our resources are limited. Our energy is limited. If you are going around distributing food to different houses, which is not wrong, almost invariably, it may eat into your personal time for prayer and worship and fellowship and the reading of the word. 所以我们坦白地讲一句，就是如果我们用在时间的关系，就是来分析这食物给那些寡妇的时候，他就是管理时间的这个范围，我们知道我们少了时间在用在祷告，用在读神的话语，与会员交通，这个也成为一个问题。 But one thing is clear, the apostles have made it clear to the whole church, we will not give up prayer. This is our priority, please understandWe need to do this. Can you help us to do other things which are also important? 但是使徒们他们强调在教会里说，我们要有一个很重要的宣告，就是我们是不会放弃祷告，因为这个在我们施工是很重要的一点。请你们来帮助，因为我们需要你的协助，我们要继续祷告，做宣教的工作。You know, this is Reformation month. As I think of Martin Luther,the man who brought a revival in Germany and beyond with the 95 Theses and the greater part of Europe in a great awakening of the 16th century Reformation. He wakes up every 4 a.m. every day, you read his biography, and he would pray for at least 2 to 3 hours. 这个月是我们宗教改革中十月，就是我思想到改革中的一个很出名的马丁路德，德国的改革中的宣教家，他在德国有一个美好的复兴，就是把91个题目放在教会里，这个对改革中有很大的帮助，就有在不只在德国，在欧洲有美好的复兴。他有一个习惯，就是每天呢4点钟早上就起来做什么呢？祷告为主2到3个小时。 Is this a testimony we see in the New Testament?这个是我们在新约有看的美好的榜样吗？ Let's turn to Mark 1:35. 我们要看马可福音1:35. Mark 1:35. 马可福音 第三章三十五节。 I shall read Mark 1:35, and we'll learn a lesson here from the Lord Himself. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, He went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. 起日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。 You know, the context was they were all looking for Jesus in verse 36 and 37, and He's nowhere to be found. They were looking out for Him to heal more people, to cast out more devils in verse 34. 那个上下文呢，那个背景呢，是形容耶稣基督他们在寻找耶稣。为什么呢？因为西门这的门徒呢，他要找他来赶鬼做医治的工作，但是耶稣找不到了。为什么呢？他有更重要的事情要做。 But the Lord had a priority. It's more important than healing people and casting demons. Not that that's not important, but according to the Lord Jesus, there's something more important for Him. His communion with God the Father. 但是我们主耶稣，他有更重要的事情要做。不等于说赶鬼医治是不重要，但是在我们主的范围，他的思想。 耶稣与天父祷告、交通、比侍奉更重要。And so the Lord purposely withdrew Himself from the disciples, and He entered into a quiet place in the wilderness, as it were, a solitary place, and there prayed. And as you wake up this morning, how did you begin the day? 我们主耶稣他来到一个很近的地方，在旷野自己自独一个人来祷告。 就是我们思想到今天早上我们起来的时候，我们是否有开始祷告？ You know, it's very interesting what people do the first thing they wake up. 你知道我们每次早上起来的时候，就是第一件事情我们做什么呢？ You say, well, we'll brush our teeth and we, you know, get ready for breakfast, which is not wrong. Well, 有些人说，我们先刷牙，然后刷牙就准备要吃早餐了。 But I heard from a member, he said the first thing he do, he check his handphone, WhatsApp, and some will check Facebook, and did they like my new posting last night? Ayya, nobody likes it. So 有些人呢是看他们的手机啊，就是看有没有人发短信啊，还是我放在面子书，哇，有没有人喜欢我的照片啊，就是有这个回事。So we're more interested in our friends, in mass social media, then we are in communion with the Almighty Jehovah, with our Heavenly Father. 所以坦白的讲，这是也是我们的有点缺乏，就是我们对世界的这些朋友、面子书、网际网络的、看短信的，比我们对天父的这个交通祷告更重要。 But not for the apostles. 但是使徒们，他们强调，这不应该是这样的。In the expansion of the church of Colossae, there was a man. We only know about him in Colossae. And he has an amazing testimony because of one thing that he did. And in some sense, he led the church to growth, which Paul himself did not personally go to. 在格罗斯这个教会，有一个门徒，他的名字只是在这本书 讲到，他有一个美好的见证，就是在这个教会增长的时候，他做了一件很重要的事。保罗亲自没有去到这个教会，但是他讲到这个人。Let's look at Colossians 4:12. 我们来看格罗斯第四章十二节。And this man is Epaphras. 这个名字呢，叫做以巴弗的这个。Well, in verse 12 of Colossians 4. We're told that Epaphras is called the servant of the Lord. And what has he been doing? In Colossians 4:12, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. 在 Colossae 4:10，有一位弟兄是一个领袖，不知道是传道还是长老。但是我们知道这位弟兄以巴弗，他们有一个美好的见证，就是他在祷告之间常常为你们 借力的祈祷 愿你们在神一切的旨意上已完全，信心充足，以站立得稳。It's an amazing guy. Actually, he did only one thing. But Paul was so impressed with this one thing he did. He said, what is the thing that he did? What's so impressive about Epaphras? 你说这个以巴弗做了什么圣功啊？为什么保罗要称赞他？真的，这个圣功对教会有很大的帮助。有时我们也可以承认，这是我们的缺乏。And in some sense, we have to admit, this is our lacking, this is our weakness. It's a great help to the church, but we fail even as a pastor, as a leader of the church. If we fail to pray, we fail in everything. 坦白地讲，我们做牧者的，我们做长老，我们做领袖的，如果我们没有祷告，我们就失败了。以巴弗不是这样的人， but not Epaphras.He's been praying fervently that people may know the will of God and stand perfect and complete. 他为着使徒们怎么样祷告呢？是为着他们的神的旨意，使他们得到完全信心充足，在站立的稳，在神的国度有美好的见证。It's a glorious work. Sadly, it's lacking in many ways today.这个是一个美好的圣功，也值得表扬的，但是这个也是我们的缺乏。 How many come for the prayer meeting every week? 是多少人会来到祷告会呢？ How many will pray for the leaders of the church, for the missionaries, for the Sunday school, for the youth, for the children's ministry, for the kindergartenand the Chinese service. 是谁会代祷为着教会的长子们，为着青年团，为着我们的华文部的教会，为着在海外宣教的工作，为主日学的老师，为着幼稚园的老师跟小孩子们祷告。 And you know what Samuel said? Samuel said something that hit my heart and I feel very ashamed every time I read this verse.撒母耳讲了一句话，对我来讲有很大的打击。每逢我读这个经文，我也得到神的这个教导。Let's turn to 1 Samuel 12, verse 23. 这撒母耳前书12:23. And let us take this humbly and seriously. And I said first to myself, as I learn from the Lord, I need to work on this.This is one area all of us can learn from Samuel. 让我们坦白的来读这经，就是在神的话语学到他的功课，就是怎么样来有个美好的改变。Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. 他说这么讲，至于我断不停止为你们祷告，一到得罪耶和华，我必以善道正路指导你们。 So are you saying, Samuel, that prayerlessness is a sin? I sin against the Lord when I cease to pray for you? That's true. 撒母耳，你是否这样指导我们说，不祷告是一个罪恶，这等于得罪了神，这个是正确的。 In other words, prayerlessness is a sin, and I have to learn this. When we fail to pray for people, when they ask us to pray for them, it is a grave failure on our part. And the apostle said, we will not compromise on prayer. 所以第一点，我们看到祷告，如果我们跟那个人讲，我说我们会跟你祷告，但是我们却没有跟他祷告，这个是一个很严重的罪。使徒们说，我们不应该失去这个祷告的重要性，这个机会。Secondly, not just prayer, we see in the same verse, we give ourselves continue to prayer and the preaching of the word. 第二点，不是专心祷告，祈祷也要传道为事。Now, why do we emphasize on the preaching of the word? 为什么我们强调这个讲道，这个传道？这个重要性呢？ Today, a lot of churches have compromised on preaching. Some have brought in new gadgets or new ways of worship with dancing. There's a church that do magic show. There's one that have line dancing, different things. More music, more testimonies, less preaching, less of the word. 现在这个新的教会的新的想法，在主日崇拜的时候，他们有这个改变，就是说，不止传道、讲福音为主，就是有做法术的、有跳舞的、有什么的仪、什么的活动等等，来在侍奉的时候，传道呢、讲福音啊，时间越来越少。 And so the old Puritans of England and the reformers like Knox and Zwingli, and they would preach for more than an hour on the Lord's Day, and people were just enamored and grew to the Word of God, and the lives would change when the Word of God is empowered by the Spirit of God, transformed lives, impacted them, and give them a new perspective of God, sin, life and death. 就想到英国的那些宣教师在17世纪的时候，还有在这个德国耶尼瓦跟瑞士这个地方，他们的宣教师讲到呢超过一个小时，但是是面对用神的话语清清楚楚的全给使徒们听，使他们有美好的复兴，心里感动，变化。 有更新的生命。 But today, preaching is more and more compromised, watered down. People tell jokes and they do all kinds of things. They don't preach from the word, preach from some other worldly magazine on psychology and talking about worldly activities and the things that have nothing to do with the kingdom of God. 现在的新的想法，新的教会，对神的话语没有什么尊重。 就是用讲道的时间是来讲些消遣，就是笑话，讲到世界的一些事情，但是归类了神的美好的话语。 We are told that our Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 9, everywhere he went around preaching the word. 我们看到马太福音9:35，我们主耶稣在这里在世界的时候，他在去到每一个村、每一个城市，他做什么的工作呢？ 教训人，讲天国的福音， so preaching the gospel and of the kingdom, and teaching in the synagogues, and also healing people. So the priority of the Lord's ministry has to do with preaching the gospel, teaching the word, and healing people. 所以耶稣的这个3年在我们人间在以色列这个施工的时候，他强调传福音、教训人。 关于神的话语，还有医治，帮助那些有疫病，这个好像关心人的这个很重要的一个事工。And so we learn a principle today, and I pray that, and I thank God for your pastors and your elders, and as I read your weekly, as I meet up with your pastors, I trust that God has given to you godly men who have a burden for the word, who cherish the inspired, the authoritative, and the sufficient word of God that is the basis of our faith. Paul says, inspired by God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be truly furnished unto every good work. 感谢主，你们有美好的牧者来牧养这个羊群，也对神的话语很尊重，也强调神的话语，因为神的话语是权威的，是 无瑕疵的，神的话语是充足的，神的话语可以勉励我们，因为是神所默示的，它对我们来讲有很大的帮助，有教训，与我们督责，还有使人归正。所以每一个人读这个话语，得到神的美好的帮助，属灵有美好的增长。Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Paul says in Romans 10:13. 所以保罗说，信心是从哪里来的？ 从听道而来的，所以我们听道、读经、我们背经，我们得到信心。这个是神的旨意。So every time we hear the word preached and we study and meditate and we masticate and memorize and we practice it, builds faith, trust, tenacity, confidence in God. So vital for the Christian life. 在我们属灵上很大的帮助，坚固我们的信心，保守我们在主内有美好的信心。 You know why the people destroyed during Hosea's time? 你知道何西亚这个先知他的时代为什么人会被毁灭呢？ You say, oh, for the lack of money, the people were destroyed. 你说是不是不够金钱啊，所以人被毁灭？ Actually, that's not true. 不是这回事。何西亚书第四章第六节， In Hosea 4:6, you know why the people destroyed? And I just let the prophet speak to us. Hosea said that we are destroyed for one thing. 何西亚第四章第六节说，我们被毁灭的理由是在这里。 My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. 我的民因无知识而灭亡。你弃掉知识。We lack knowledge. We have rejected knowledge. That's why my people are destroyed. That's what Hosea said. 这个知识是神的话语。 We lack the knowledge of God, and as a result, spiritually we are destroyed. 在属灵方面我们被毁灭了，不是不够金钱，不是不够人才，不是不够产业还是基业。 It's not that we don't have enough property, enough people, enough wealth, or enough inheritance. But we don't have the word. We are gone, finished. 我们没有知识，我们没有神的话语，我们没有教导正道，成为我们的灭亡。Thirdly, not just prayer, preaching, there's another P, and there's people. 不只是祷告为主，传福音，教导神的话语为主。第三点，我们回到《使徒行传》第六章，就是 人培养人才，管理，管教这个爱心的来帮助人，是一个很重要的问题。People, when I say people, it is the development of people spiritually. It's the care of people. Why is this important? 为什么这个重要？ 我们看到《使徒行传》第六章第三节的时候， 他们说，你们从你那边来拣选一些人，他们有名声的，他们有圣灵充满，他们有智慧充满，我们要他们来管理这事。The apostles brought forth a very important principle of every church. We have to select, elect, appoint, discover, develop capable, godly men that are full of the Holy Spirit to serve alongside in the church. 这个使徒们提出了一个很重要的问题，尤其是关于我们教会的这个管理、这个财政、这个侍奉的这个问题，就是我们要祷告来拣选属灵、有名称、聪明智慧、不贪污的 人才，来培养他们，装备他们，跟牧师们同工合作，口腔心合的来侍奉主。So there is a call for united partnership. A committed lay leaders, spiritually qualified, morally equipped, gifts and talents to co-labor and serve God together. 这是一个很重要的问题，就是我们要面对，就是怎么样来拣选在教会里神所差派给我们的属灵的人才，敬畏耶和华，不贪污，充满圣灵。 有聪明智慧， 一起侍奉. So don't neglect people. While we have prayer, it's important. We have preaching, it's important. But don't neglect people. Now, the widows were neglected. That's not a very good thing. Although the blame is not totally on the apostles, they can't manage it. They need help.
我们侍奉的时候, 我们不要亏裂了人, 就是我们不要放弃了, 来培养人才, 照顾, 那些教会需要照顾的那些年长的寡妇会员需要神的帮助.
So during the time of Moses, his father-in-law gave him an advice. Moses, please, don't try to do everything yourself. Choose men among you, the rule over 50s, hundreds, and thousands, and let them hear the cases too.
所以在出埃及18章, 摩西的岳父他就跟摩西讲, 你这样做是不行的, 你一个人有三头六臂, 以色列有200万人, 你每天都听他们的投诉, 你一个人可以做得到, 你要拣选, 百夫长, 千夫长, 同你合作, 一起侍奉, 那才是正确的侍奉. And so Moses took this advice seriously, and guess what? He was able to achieve much more. You know, as I look at the ministry of our church, I really thank God for our elders and deacons, our fellowship leaders, Sunday school staff. We just have a training session. And we're not a very big setup, 200 people, English and Chinese. But even the Chinese work with the Chinese workers, we all come from China, construction workers. We have 70 of them who come every evening. Actually, I have a team of 14. No man can do the job alone, but together it shall be done. 我就是想到我们马拉纳达笃信圣经长老会这24年，下个月是我们24年周年，是感谢主给我们美好的长子们、长老、执事还有老师在主日学，还有那些青年团的领袖，他们对我们来讲很大的帮助。就是讲到一个例子，就是我们的黄昏崇拜跟那些中国施工，我们有这个建筑工人在我们附近。 我们每个礼拜黄昏崇拜的聚会有70多个来到教会，这不是一个人的事，这是14个人一起同工合作，神的恩典。但是我们要每个人委身的来侍奉。
And so there must be a willingness to co-labor together, to sacrifice time, to give up ourselves and co-labor with God's people and build up God's kingdom.
我们要有这个牺牲小我、完全大我的一个思想、这个精神，就是我们以教会为主、神的国度为主，就是我们愿意使用我们的时光、我们的金钱、我们的气力、我们的智慧来传扬神的话语。
And so we must be willing to give our resources, our energy, our money, our time to advance the kingdom of God. So there's a sister in our church. I don't want to mention name. Every Sunday, she's making coffee, tea, bread. She's preparing some snacks. You know why? When the workers come, they're hungry. We don't eat lunch, dinner until 8 o'clock because the service starts at 7. By the time we finish, it's 8:15, 8:20. So she makes some snacks here and there. I said, please, give us the bill. We need to pay for this. He said, Pastor, please, don't give me anything. This is what I want to do. This is my service to the Lord. I love to do it for God. I was very touched. She's still doing it every day. And tonight, we're having some sandwiches and all that, biscuits, everything. He's taking all from his own resources. He refused to take anything from the church.
有位姐妹就是做见证，我们不讲名了。 就是说他每天晚上就是做这个三文治，就是为了这个中国施工的缘故。为什么呢？他们来到教会没有吃饭，我们吃饭是8:15啊，聚会7点，所以肚子也挺饿的。他就准备了一些茶点，就是这个来侍奉。我看到是这样，真的值得表扬的。 我们要给他钱的时候，牧师你不要这样，这个我不收的，这个是我的侍奉。 I thank God without such people I can't cook, I can't do many things, I can do only a small thing. But praise the Lord for all these individual members. I'm sure there are many in New Life Church. You are serving in your own capacity, in your own manner. I'm sure the Lord has used you. Well, praise the Lord for every laborer, every co-worker in this church that's serving God faithfully. 我知道新生命堂也有美好的见证，看到每个人在这里侍奉。刚才下面我喝一杯水，也看到一个女士来准备一下茶点，应该是等一下给众人用的。这个也是一个侍奉，也是很好的这个榜样，我们可以学习的。People need to be nurtured, they need to be encouraged, they need to be identified, they need to be trained, and they need to be pushed forward so that they can serve God, and let's support them. Not run them down. 我们应该鼓励培养人才，在他们侍奉主的时候，我们要口腔心和同心合力一起侍奉，不要藐视他们，也是一个重要点。 And finally, prayer, preaching, people, short of a better word, I need a P, paperwork. 最后一点呢，华文不要这样讲，我用这个管理这个字来讲。 Actually, I want the word administration, because in verse 1, the word is daily ministration. 我要的字呢是第六章第一节的最后的一个字，这管这个要管理这个寡妇的这个事情，所以英文我们用一个字是 paperwork， 但是我们华文就用一个字嘛，叫做管理 administration。不要小看管理，管理也是重要。Don't look down on administration. It's very important. The notice board had to be updated. The weekly come out on time. We need to get the minutes. Make sure the toilet there's toilet paper and liquid soap to wash my hands. One time I go to a church. I look at the announcement.The announcement was last year's announcement, 2013. It's a problem with the administration. 不要小看管理啊。杂志要准时出来，厕所要有卫生纸啊，洗手间很重要，茶点要准备一下，地方要清洁，教会要打理，灯。The lights working, the fan, the aircon. It's very, don't undermine the important work of administration. 我们不要小看做管理的这个工作，也是挺重要的。如果一个教会没有好好的管理，你怎么样讲道，你怎么样祷告，你怎样去侍奉，也有一个很大的缺乏。If a church is weak in administration, you can be preaching, you can be praying and getting people, but there's a big weakness, a big lacking on our part if administration is failing. So don't look down administration. I won't put it first. I follow the example of the apostles. We have prayer, we have preaching, we have people, but wait a minute, we have paperwork too. 所以我不是说这个是最重要的一点，我们要祷告，我们要传福音，我们要培养人才，我们要管理寡妇，但是我们也要对教会这个管理的这个事工也做得妥当。 So it is if every Christian servant and every laborer in this church make sure we do our part in the Sunday school, make sure the notes are out, make sure those in the kindergarten meet the parents, get the children in order, give them the food, teach the word, those who are running, senior folks dealing with older people, make sure you take care of their safety, transport is there,Bring them back. Everything, small or big, it is necessary, important that we do not neglect the work of God. Administration is paramount in the efficient management of the local church. 如果你是招待年长的人，车要准备一下，茶点也要准备。你要小朋友的话，我们也要有这个负担，就是怎么样去面对他们的需要。如果是青年团的时候，青年团有青年团的重要点。如果你是管理中年团还是壮年团的时候，他也有他们的侍奉，我们对这个管理的事工也要强调，这个在教会里也是一个很重要的事工。 4 P's as we end， 只有四点，今天早上 prayer, preaching, people, paperwork. 祷告、传道、传福音、培养人才、管理教会，四点，就是这样。And so I leave this with you as we part with each other, and I pray for your ECM that God will raise up godly men within you. And you have good people. We're not perfect people. We're all sinners saved by grace, and people willing to come forward. We pray. And we ask God for mercy and grace, and we support and encourage one another in the fear and service and the knowledge of the Lord. 今天我会为着你们，等一下，会员全体的开会，感谢主，有些人来侍奉，我们为他们祷告，我们来一起同工合力的来侍奉主，也是我们的责任，我们的托付，也是我们的一个负担，但是我们要每个人也做我们一部分。作为一份子来侍奉神，我们低头祷告。 Let us look to the Lord in prayer. 我们亲爱的阿爸父，我们今天早上要满心赞美感谢你，因为你的话语是我们脚步的灯，是我们路上的光，来带领我们了解你对教会的美好的旨意，也强调我们怎么样来侍奉你。神啊，我们请你的圣灵来带领这个教会，从牧者到会员、长子们、执事，那些侍奉的得到聪明智慧，得到你的帮助，也每一个人站起来为你做盐做光，为宣教的工作，为祷告，为管理教会，为做培养人才来帮助来侍奉，请你亲自带领，等一下他们的聚会也与他们同在。 Father, we come with thanksgiving, for your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, and we pray that thou will lead this church from the pastor to the last member, elders and deacons, that they may have the grace of Godeven as they elect leaders and stewards to serve in their midst. Lord, that you be in the midst of them to guide and lead them, that they may have a wonderful team united in spirit to advance your kingdom in New Life Church and beyond. All this we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.